check. Blog Talk Radio.
Mic check. Prosperous 2016, everybody. I'm your host, Melissa Ballin, and you're listening to Stay Occupied on Blog Talk Radio, where we stay occupied by any creative, nonviolent means necessary. Stay Occupied is an affinity group created in solidarity with Occupy Wall Street and the sovereign nation of the occupations in October of 2011, whose purpose is to curate art and social action. After the intentional international tort committed by the LAPD against peaceful citizens on November 30th, 2011, including but not limited to the wanton destruction of curated original art by Shepard Fairey, Sabre, Mama Sunshine, Mark Celentano, Annie Apple, Richard Eastman, and Dennis Caron, and under the influence of Deepak Chopra, Stay Occupied went virtual and exists to this day on all social media platforms. 4 years, still here. Mic check. Occupiers shall be defined as any sentient beings currently on planet Earth wanting to express themselves via social media and social action. Please remember, free speech does not include hate speech, and the views expressed here may not reflect your own. Don't hate it. Debate it to negate it. For a solidarity share wherever you are, you can tweet at Melissa Ballin, at Stay Occupied, at Interoc, to give thanks and praises or wish a friend or loved one a happy birthday or anniversary. You can share your message of 130 characters or less with the hashtag Stay Occupied. And we might share your message during our live broadcast and via our social media platforms from here all the way to Mars. You can join us in the live chat room at Stay Occupied on Blog Talk Radio and on Instagram, Twitter. I'm Melissa Ballin on Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, even Periscope. And you're listening to Stay Occupied live on Blog Talk Radio. This is our very first transmission ever, not only in 2016, but ever on the internet radio. So we appreciate our listeners, including our NSA handlers, who are always listening all the time. Every week, we'll be giving you bites of curated art, music, poetry, and conscious programming, all sorts of opportunities for clicktivism, social action, and ways for you to get activated. If you're a sentient being, this podcast is for you. Mic check. I'm victorious and I feel glorious. Tried destroying us and that deployed even more of us. And I mean, we the people, e pluribus, still stand united and like John and Ken's engines, we won't fight it. Instead, we'll indict it, incite a chalk riot, rewrite it and write it. Boycott means don't buy it. Take a cue from the youth who seem so aloof as they program the drones from their video phones. Just who were your heroes? While munching bromified Cheetos and genetically modified Five Ways Doritos. If you can remember back to school Septembers, you can sympathize with the plight of every child in sight. They need your love and attention. Not all this dissension, not to mention some nutrition and exemplified attrition for the criminal acts of those before us, so this generation won't abhor us and continue to ignore us for hypocrisy, pseudo-plutocracy, giving a bad name to democracy. Oh, and to those still mocking me, you might be shocked to see I'm loving my life even more than thee, for I rise with the sun in integrity, and your ridicule plays in my head a sweet melody. For every soul that I touch with my story is a real reason, see, for feeling glorious, knowing that even when I lose, I'm still victorious. I'm Melissa Ballin, and you're listening to Stay Occupied on Blog Talk Radio. We're wishing you a prosperous 2016. But we're going to do more than wish. We're going to talk about what can we do to create new sustainable economies. And art is an economy. So we want to talk about that and include gifting economies, barter economies, and sustainable economies, including industrial farming of hemp. So we know that it's all related, and that when we put people before profit, we can start to make real change and turn our change into effective community solutions. So we're going to talk some more about that. This week's question is, what can we do to create new sustainable economies? And you can tweet and get activated. Join us under the hashtag RealTalk to let us know what you think. You can join us in the live chat room on Blog Talk Radio, on Periscope, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat at Melissa Ballin. You can click in on the issues of the week, air your grievances with our lemon Instagrams to Congress, and give thanks and praises under the hashtag StayOccupied so we can share your creative expressions live on air. This is Melissa Ballin on Stay Occupied. We want to give thanks to all of our last occupiers standing. If you're on planet Earth, you're an occupier. So we give thanks to the Most High so we can stay elevated. We open the show with a poetic excerpt from Miscarriage of Justice by yours truly, Melissa Ballin. Spoken word excerpts about my experiences with Occupy and my unconstitutional persecution, trial by ordeal. We're going to talk more about what we can do and how we can stay occupied and stay active by tweeting and airing our grievances, whether you'd like to remain anonymous or be out and proud about your grievances. We can put them on a lemon for you and share them with Congress, because Congress comes back on January 6, 2016. We want to welcome them back and let them know that we expect a little more out of them in 2016. We want to see some real change, and we want to get some feedback live from our listeners and see how they're enjoying the show. This is our first live broadcast, and we're going to get back into sustainable new economies after this musical interlude. We're going to be bringing you a track from Jack Harris' Emperor Wears No Clothes soundtrack, Hemp, Hemp, Hooray. It's composed of music from and inspired by Jack Harris' Emperor Wears No Clothes feature-length documentary, co-directed by the late, great Jack Harris himself. And yours truly, Melissa Ballin. I'm proud to finally announce it will be hitting the theaters in select cities in August of this year. And this particular track, Clemency Now, was produced exclusively for the soundtrack by Sage Jarrett of Lo-Fi Kickas, with original lyrics by Wise Proof. You might remember Wise Proof from Occupy Oakland or his live performance during the very first week of Occupy LA, which you can catch archived on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/obeychange, where you can catch all kinds of clips from Occupy and beyond. Give thanks, and without further ado, let's check out Clemency Now.
This is dedicated to Eddie Lepp, Mark Emery, and all the freedom fighters currently serving time in prison or facing execution for nonviolent cannabis offenses. You are not forgotten.
Government won't fall, don't put the joint out yet, the governor gon' call. Don't y'all give it up, we have progress. Keep that pressure till we put up the oblets. Patience, I'm patiently pacing and waiting. Let's rest the justice, let us put the rest. Overcrowded in the prison, that's some dirty housing. So Supreme Court decree released to 30,000. Cost a whole lot of money to keep people in jail, and a whole lot more than what they get in bail. After all the philosophy and going at it locally, think globally but act right now locally. Prohibition of manifestation of nuisance, hanging on the word recreational usage. to medicate this natural screw where they tell us the system of correction that has currently failed us.
Patiently waiting, waiting for clemency.
Mayday, just a call to action. Once again, it's time, put together the faction. Mayday, mayday, just focus on the object. Start a joint and chapter at the clemency project. All my fullest focus is the hand of the sinister. Hit the thing on the vid, you need an ear and a listener. Let them know what we working and we praying and wishing for. So remember, write a letter to your neighborhood prisoner. Clemency submission, do it one by one. Just so we can get it done like a Gatling gun. The strength could be a means, it could be the behemoth. The vision is in the veins, but the thing is the zenith. Scores at war with innovating formers. Nowadays we form with bulletproof armor. Propitiated karma, liberating dharma, berating the martyr, making work harder.
Patiently waiting, waiting for clemency, waiting for clemency.
Alan, and you're listening to Stay Occupied on Blog Talk Radio, where we stay occupied by any creative, nonviolent means necessary. You just heard Clemency Now by Wise Proof and Lo-Fly Kickers on the soundtrack of Jack Harris' Emperor Wears No Clothes called Hemp Hemp Hooray. And Clemency Now is a track dedicated to the film and also to the California Clemency Project, the International Clemency Project, and Can Do Clemency. Those are all really important organizations. And as we head into an election year, it's important to note that there are thousands of people waiting for clemency, many of them for nonviolent cannabis offenses. And as we look at patents being held by the U.S. government, we want to address the people that are currently serving life sentences for minimal amounts of cannabis hemp, which we now know to have medicinal value. We now know it stops seizures in children. There have been proof studies that cannabis has cured cancer since the year of my birth. So we want to catch up the medicinal profession with the medicinal knowledge. So we want to get that together. Back in 1937, Popular Mechanics talked about how hemp would be a billion-dollar crop. And now, in 2006, we know that hemp can actually save the planet and phytoremediate Fukushima. Now, if you don't know how to spell that, that's okay, because we're hashtagging it at Stay Occupied on Twitter. You can share that, because we believe a retweet is art. Hashtag a retweet is art. Art is a retweet. And you can check Melissa Balance, Stay Occupied, and Jack Harer Hemp for the hashtag phytoremediate Fukushima. You can also follow along at Dana Beal Speaks, part of the tour that we are proud to support. Hashtag California crab season. Hashtag already over. Now, no one's willing to draw a actual link between the shutting down of California crab season and the excessive levels of domoic acid to Fukushima, but no one's able to disprove it either. So we want to take our health into our own hands and acknowledge that this is a red alert and state of emergency. California crab season is a serious economy for California. California crab is renowned worldwide, and you can't eat California crab in 2016. So we want to address the issues that are holding us back. They've been using hemp to phytoremediate the damage from Chernobyl for more than 20 years successfully. So we'd like to establish some meaningful dialogue between Congress, world leaders, and the coast of the Pacific, acknowledging that the radiation has hit here. We want to do something about it. Hemp is a meaningful, viable solution and can create a sustainable economy. So let's talk about it. Hashtag real talk at Stay Occupied. What do you think about hemp as a viable economy? And those of you that are cultivators of medical marijuana in California, we want to hear your feedback. Most of the hydroponic chronic, as we know it, is grown indoors, and there is little concern these days about industrial hemp taking over or hermaphroditing the crops. But we want to hear your opinion. It's 2016, and we want to make real effective change. We want to stay occupied by any creative, non-violent means necessary. You can watch Jack Harer's Emperor Wears No Clothes for free on YouTube, the short documentary. It's 23 minutes. You can get the Spanish-subtitled version with a $10 donation to CCHI 2016, and you can have viewing parties all around. This is the year. It's 2016, and we want to catch up, re-legalize. Back in 1936, you would get fined if you didn't grow hemp. So we want to recognize how useful it is as an economy and address that. We have several states now where it is completely legal, like Colorado and Washington and countries like Uruguay. So we want to address that. We also want to shout out the people still seeking clemency and doing time in spite of all of the really clear evidence that it is a medicine and a fiber, a fabric, a fuel, a plastic, anything that you can make out of plastic, paper, or cotton, you can make out of cannabis hemp. And for those that are confused what that has to do with occupying, it has to do with the lies that we were told to put profits before people. So we want to make that shift and read an excerpt from Paul Free, who wrote a letter to me. You can write to him. He's currently serving time in the United States Penitentiary. You can write to him, prison number 42235-198 at the United States Penitentiary, P.O. Box 019001, Atwater, California, 95301. Or send a tweet, hashtag free Paul free, and we'll include your tweet in our next letter to him at Stay Occupied. Paul says, it has been said many times that, quote, we are a nation of laws, end quote. That is so true. However, I have discovered through personal experience that those who receive a paycheck from the government think and act as if they are above the law. The judges fail to apply the law with impunity, in contravention to the law, and those in power do not care. In fact, the appellate courts and the Office of Professional Responsibility condone and conspire to expand such illegal behavior. That's just one paragraph of Paul III's letter, and we want to let Paul know he's not alone. We care about him. We don't think anyone should be in jail for a plant. And we commend our freedom fighters like Stephanie Landa and Sherry Sicard and Amy Liu of Can Do Clemency Project and of LPOP, who are getting letters and supplies and resources, books and commissary money, postage, to our freedom fighters and prisoners of the ridiculous war on drugs. So you can do your part either by supporting those organizations that support our freedom fighters or supporting them directly through Western Union and putting money on the books. Hashtag Free Eddie Lepp, hashtag Free Paul Free. And the list goes on and on. There's too many names to say, but every week we are going to say at least one or two names, share some information so that you can let them know that they're not forgotten and that you can do your part. Now, some of these people are serving federal time, and that California Cannabis Hemp Initiative will not automatically free them. But anyone who is serving California time would be released and have their record expunged under the California Cannabis Hemp Initiative, written by the late, great Jack Herer himself. So we want to draw your attention to that initiative, to the language, and ask for your support, whether you live in California or somewhere else. But if you live in California, we ask that you register to vote and sign the petition. You can only sign the petition once, and it is a petition to put the Jack Herer Hemp Initiative, known as CCHI 2016, on the ballot for the California voters in 2016. So this is a year to make that real difference, and wherever you are, you can tweet Jack Herer Hemp and show your support, because we really, on a national and international level, would like to deschedule cannabis today. So there's a lot of ways to get involved in this sustainable new economy. Whether you exercise your right to get high or stay sober, prohibition is so over. So please tweet your friends. So we have a message to send, and that's part of our hashtag clicktivism, of all kinds of ways that you can get involved with your community and participate in social action to your satisfaction. We want to remind you that hemp is not just for smoking, and it's actually one of the best proteins available. There's a lot of hungry children on the planet, and we could make a difference with that by growing cannabis hemp, the industrial hemp that doesn't get you high but makes an incredible porridge and could really alleviate hunger. Right now, you can grow hemp, and we're the largest importer of the hemp from Canada in our breakfast cereals. Meanwhile, our farmers are going out of business, and we really want to look into how many economies this could bolster throughout our nation. So please look into it, educate yourself. You can read Jack Herer's book for free at jackherer.com. That's Jack, H-E-R-E-R.com. Jack Herer's Emperor Wears No Clothes lets you know all the ways that cannabis hemp can save the planet. We'll be sharing songs and audio clips and breaking news from Can Save the Planet every week here at Stay Occupied on Blog Talk Radio. So tweet us, let us know. We want to wish some happy birthdays and dedicate this show as well to our freedom fighters that are no longer with us. We know that we stand on the shoulders of giants, and we recognize and remember freedom fighters like Jack Herer, Captain Ed, and recently passed George Clayton Johnson. We thank you for your dedication, and we remember your service. give thanks to the Most High. We also want to dedicate this show to all those who have passed away from the harsh conditions of living outside while countless homes sit empty or in questionable foreclosure proceedings. El Nino has finally begun, and as we hunker down for storm season, we want to keep in mind those less fortunate. So shout out to our producers, audience members, and everyone who's doing their part. Shout out to Savage Truth TV on Instagram, who bought a roll of plastic sheeting to donate to people who are living outside to protect them from the elements. And we also want to remember those less fortunate are sometimes ourselves, and the life you save may be your own. So shout out to our listeners who are preparing hashtag blessings bags. We've seen that trend on Facebook, a Ziploc bag filled with or little treats. And if you find yourself stuck in the elements, those treats for someone less fortunate might actually save your own life. So let's be prepared, stay prepared. I'm Melissa Ballin. You're listening to Stay Occupied. And on a positive note, hashtag it's good. Gratitude can help shift one's attitude to a higher platitude, elevating mood to a state of gratitude. Stay occupied by nonviolent necessary means. Peace. Listen to us every week at Stay Occupied on blogtalkradio.com/stayoccupied. Give thanks to the Most High so we can stay elevated.